This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana, First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan. Provide signature support. We start with Foster Campbell, the venerable public service commissioner who is starting another term soon after squeaking out a win over his opponent, Shane Smiley. The Public Service Commission, for those unacquainted, has five members, so the districts are actually larger than Louisiana's congressional districts, so it was a huge turnout. 375,000 people voted. And in the end, Foster Campbell got 198,000 votes, 53%. So he's back for 6 years, and he was first elected in 1975. And congratulations to you, Commissioner Campbell.
Thank you. We worked hard. It paid off. You know, it's a Louisiana's a big Trump state, so we were running against Trump in many instances, but people pay attention to people that work hard. They know that I work hard to protect the consumer, and they voted for me, and I appreciate it.
Well, the Trump margin of victory in your district was substantial, even, I think, more substantial than it was statewide, so you had to overcome that. And in certain parts of the state, many of those parts which you represent, that D beside your name is not necessarily a good thing as far as your election prospects.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But I've been a Democrat all my life, and I'm not switching up. It's sort of like Senator Rayburn said one time, they don't want me and I don't want them. And I understand that. I'm a Democrat. I'm for kicking out payday loan companies in Louisiana and reducing interest on credit cards. Republicans don't like that. I am for doing away with jailhouse phones in the jails where the sheriffs are getting thousands of dollars off the backs of the families of the prisoners. I'm for straightening that mess up in Louisiana. And I've always been on the side of a consumer, and that's what the Public Service Commission is supposed to be about. So I'm glad people had faith in me. I had a lot of Republicans that voted for me because they know I do a good job. But we worked hard. We raised the money. We had good television. And some parishes we didn't do well in. We did great in Caddo. I was 2-1 in Caddo Parish. We won Red River, won Natchitoches, DeSoto, Claiborne, and Webster, right up here around where I live. People who knew me voted for me. People in Bossier Parish didn't vote for me. It's a Republican parish. Even though I created a $50 million endowment fund for schools here, a lot of people here voted for somebody they didn't even know over in Washita Parish. But I understand that. That's politics. I don't have any, certainly don't have any bad All right. feelings. I won.
877-217-5757 is your number. If you'd like to talk to Foster Campbell, who by the time he finishes his term will have been in office consecutively for 51 years. He and Francis Thompson came in together, and Foster Campbell just got reelected to a six-year term. So by the time he retires, and who's to say he's going to retire after his next term, he may be the longest-serving public official in Louisiana history. So again, 877-217-5757 or talk at talklouisiana.org. Now, Donald Trump won 4 years ago, 58% in Louisiana. He won this time, 58% in Louisiana. He carried 54 of the 64 parishes 4 years ago. He carried 54 of the 64 parishes this time. But Foster Campbell, when he was first elected, remembers this state as a blue state. And the year that he took office at the Senate, Jimmy Carter won this state against Gerald Ford, a Democrat. Bill Clinton did it twice. The Democratic Party was once known as the party of the working man and woman. And perception, of course, wins elections more than reality. Why has that perception changed, that the Democratic Party has vacated the issues and the concerns of the working man and woman? Why has that changed, Foster Campbell?
I think it's just a few issues that turn people off. I told you about the time I went to Hope, Arkansas, had a discussion with some people in Hope, Arkansas, Bill Clinton's hometown. That was last year, exactly this time. When Democrats talk about gun control, Hell, I have 42 shotguns. I'm not for any gun control. And they talk about abortion. I didn't vote for abortion. John Kennedy wrote a letter to Buddy Romer telling Buddy Romer to veto the bill to allow abortions. I mean, it's amazing. I had six children. I'm not for any abortions. Most Democrats I know are not for abortions. So, I mean, they come up with a couple of things like guns and abortion. There's a lot of very, very religious Democrats. They almost make you that you can't be a Christian and be a Democrat, which is baloney. So they've got two or three issues that they float out there. You're against guns. It's amazing. Every time I ran against Bobby Jindal, then the NRA endorsed Bobby Jindal, and I don't think Bobby Jindal would know the difference between a shotgun and a BB gun. But they endorsed him because he was a Republican. They've never endorsed me. When I ran last time, they didn't endorse me, the NRA. And I'm the one who's got 42 shotguns and six bird dogs and been hunting all my life. But people have a conception that Democrats in Louisiana are against guns, and that's not true. Democrats are for abortion, and that's not true. So, I mean, that's hurt the Democratic Party a lot. And one or two people up in Washington, I don't know that lady's name, comes out with some real liberal ideals, that hurts the Democratic Party. But it's a big party. It's 400 people in Washington. Two people think something crazy. It doesn't mean the whole state thinks everything's crazy. I think that I'm a small business person, and I'm pretty normal, and I'm proud to be a Democrat. I'm not ashamed of it, and I'm not going to let the Republicans run me in a hole and take the whole stage and say, hey, all the Democrats are crazy.
All right, 877-217-5757 for a fired-up Foster Campbell, just reelected to a six-year term on the Public Service Commission. Sabash at the Country Club of Louisiana. Sabash, you're on the air with Commissioner
Campbell. Good morning. Good morning, Ms. Engster and Commissioner Campbell. I want to take this opportunity. You are the only public servant I salute for the last few decades in Louisiana. And I am so happy to hear a Democrat who is not ashamed of being a Democrat. However, I have to take an issue with you saying about for abortion or for gun control. Nobody is for abortion. What they are saying is if somebody wanted an abortion for what that reason is, that they should be allowed. I support that, even though I would abhor abortion in my personal life.
All right. Foster Campbell, quite often we don't get into the nuances of an issue, abortion being a primary one. We just vote on a motion, and a motion quite often betrays us.
Yeah. What I'm troubled by in this country is hate. When you split this country down with hate, hate motivates more than any kind of reasoning. When someone hates, it's in their heart. You got to chisel that out. You can't get that out with reasoning. And that's what's troubling me about this country. We have divided this country. I didn't divide it, but, I mean, it's been divided. And there's people that absolutely despise the other party. And that's a shame because there's great people on both sides, just like I'm a great admirer of Mitt Romney. I think he's a fine gentleman with a lot of character. He's the only Republican in Washington right now that stands up and does the right thing. I like him a lot. He'd be a great president. But I mean, man, we've got this country where people want to fight in the street if you're a Democrat or a Republican. And like you say, I just got through running in some parishes. If you had a D by your name, they couldn't even vote for you. And I've done a world of lots of good for people in the country, rural people. I live on a farm. I am a farmer. But anyway, that's the way it is. But I hope we get back to some normality. I hope we get back to where we don't call people names. I hope we talk about issues.
Patrick at Enniswald Estates. Patrick, you're on with Commissioner Campbell. Hi, Patrick. Oh, Patrick, there you go. Oops, no. All right. I think our producer disconnected Patrick, so you call back, Patrick. That may be him right now. Since I called his name, let's see if we got him. And I know he is a conservative voice, and we need those to call in as well. We got Patrick. Pull him up, please. Thank you. There we go. Patrick, you're on with Commissioner Campbell.
Yeah, I'm listening to Commissioner Campbell talk about Bobby Jindal, how he never owned a gun. That doesn't really matter to me. It's the fact that he supported the Second Amendment And, you know, you talk about Democrats not all being bad. Your party is a really bad party. It does represent baby killing. It does want to take away our Second Amendment rights. You yourself have attacked industry. Those are good paying jobs. Look.
All right. Foster Campbell, Patrick, takes exception to you and your party.
Well, Patrick doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't know, Patrick. I'm not for any gun control, and I'm in the Democratic Party. Matter of fact, I'm probably one of the leading white elected officials in the Democratic Party left in the state of Louisiana. I just got through telling you, Patrick, I've got 42 shotguns, and there's no way I'm for any gun control or abortion.
All right, and your votes indicate that. You're in those issues, quite like Governor John Bel Edwards. And John Bel Edwards, as we know, has won statewide twice as a Democrat. We'll be back in 90 seconds. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Again, 877-217-5757. Henry at the Country Club of Louisiana, you're on the air with Public Service Commissioner Foster Campbell. Hello, Henry.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Commissioner Campbell. Mr. Patrick just paid me a compliment. I'm honored that he hates me as much as he hates Commissioner Campbell, because I agree with the commissioner. But I want to get something more important. When there's public service commission business, when you have trouble with, oh, the cable company, the electric company, you call up Foster Campbell's office. They don't ask you, what district do you live in? They say, what can we do to help you? And that's an attitude that has gone by the wayside, except with Commissioner Campbell. I'm going back to his old office. And I'm glad that he's there, and I hope he's there for 1,000 more years. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Henry. I'm sure that's music to the ears of Commissioner Campbell. Commissioner Campbell, I think we just lost Commissioner Campbell. So while we're doing that, we'll move along, and let's take some other calls, and we'll certainly let Foster Campbell relish the compliments from one Henry at the Country Club. David in Shenandoah. David, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, David. You're on the air. Good morning to you. Good morning, David.
There are a lot of blue dog conservative Democrats out there, and thinking of one would be John Broke, for instance.
And that there were a lot of folks that just abandoned the Democratic Party back during that era.
Well, if John Breaux were in the Senate today, he quite likely would be a Republican, and he probably would be willing to be a Republican. He was a Democrat his whole political career, but a conservative Democrat who voted for Clarence Thomas to be a U.S. Supreme Court justice. John Breaux voted for the tax plan of George W. Bush that all but bankrupted America. So did Mary Landrieu, for that matter. He made a lot of conservative votes through the years, and he was quite malleable. He also voted for Bill Clinton's tax plan in 1993, which gave us economic prosperity. But the Bush plan completely undid the Clinton plan, and he voted for both of them. So some people like somebody who's going to take a stand, and I think on economic issues, Foster Campbell is far more progressive, if you will, than Senator Breaux or Senator Johnston were. And a listener, Foster Campbell, says, how have you survived with your beliefs? You've attacked the oil companies for what you believe are ripoffs of the Louisiana people. You have spoken out against payday loan people. You've mentioned that you've gone after the sheriffs on the money they get from prison phones. How in the world have you survived?
Yeah, there's an old saying up here, there's no wrong way to do the right thing. Because that's the right thing to do. Everybody knows that oil companies is taking advantage of Louisiana people. They've had people serving in the legislature and serving, and still do. And serving in Congress has been in their back pocket. We all know that. How in the hell can you lose 1 million acres of land and just don't say anything? And then under the last administration, they introduced bills not to be able to sue the oil companies after they tore the coast up. That's absolutely crazy. People know that's crazy, but they own the legislature and they own the Congress. That's they own the people up here. They own John Breaux. They own Billy Tozan. They own Bennett Johnson. They owned them, had them in their back pocket. Well, everybody knows that. They own Bobby Jindal. And it's amazing how much power these people have. And we should be a rich state, but we're poor because we have let big oil companies do away with everything that we have. They provided some jobs, thanks, but they've got rich doing it. And amazing that we just sit back and let the state be poor with all the natural resources we've had. It is a shame that the politicians in Louisiana have tap danced instead of representing the people. They've represented the big oil interest in Louisiana. That is a shame.
Will in Baker. Will, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Foster Campbell. Hi, Will. Oops. All right. Let's try line one, Dan downtown. Dan, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Commissioner Campbell, are you familiar with the Thomas Frank book, What's the Matter with Kansas, which talks about how the Republicans, every election cycle, trot out the 3G wedge issues of God, guns, and gays?
All right. That tends to be a winning formula for many conservatives. What do you think?
I think it is. That's what we talked about earlier about. I mean, that's what they just put on you if you're a Democrat, just like that man said, you're trying to take our guns away. They're not going to take your guns away. We've got guns. Nobody wants to take your guns away. And, you know, and they hadn't been very progressive with gay rights. They should have been. They haven't been. Republicans haven't been. Gay people are people, and they deserve all the rights that everybody has.
All right, Jim.
You know, Jim, I'm like the Pope. the Pope says about it.
Jim and Walker. Jim, you're on with Feisty Foster Campbell. Hi, Jim. Good morning.
How's it going, Jim and Commissioner? I'm going to actually not talk about politics. I actually want to talk about Public Service Commission stuff. I have some questions for you. When are we going to see the Internet service providers regulated like utilities? When are they going to be counted as utilities? Because they are required utilities now for work, for school. You know, and when are we going to start seeing the state do the right thing on solar and electric vehicles? We've just slided from first to last.
All right, Commissioner Campbell, please respond to Jim and Walker. Hi, Commissioner Campbell. Let's pull him back up. There we go, Commissioner.
Question. I'm 100% for solar energy. I'm 100% for wind energy. Wind energy we won't be able to have in Louisiana because we don't have any wind, but we are getting some wind power from Kansas coming to the Shreveport area now. I'm all about it. I'm for solar energy. The only people that really don't want wind power and solar power are the oil companies who want to sell all the natural gas to generate electricity. But there's going to be room for natural gas. There is, and there's going to be room for solar, and there's going to be room for wind power. I am with you 1,000%. I would like to do something with high-speed Internet. We're doing everything we can. There's going to be some programs that we work with Washington and get some money to have high-speed Internet. You do remember this now. I'm not picking on this guy, but here's a fact. Under the Jindal administration, we were granted $80 million for high-speed Internet. 200 grants in the United States of America, 220. We were the only one that turned it down. $80 million, Bobby Jindal turned it down, which was crazy, which would have helped us all over northeast Louisiana, up and down the Delta, north Louisiana, where we don't have it.
David in Atlanta. Hi, David. You're on Talk Louisiana with Foster Campbell. David, good morning to you. Hi, David.
Good morning. You know, Louisiana has more to lose than any other state in the nation with climate change, sea level rise, and so forth. And the Republican representatives in Washington evidently have no use for solar energy and wind energy. Louisiana could produce, I understand, just from wind energy alone and offshore platforms, we could probably supply a major part of our electrical needs with renewable energy and create a lot of new jobs. And the Republicans evidently have little or no interest in it.
Is that an accurate statement, Commissioner Campbell?
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's accurate, absolutely accurate, because they're beholden to the oil companies. I'm talking about the majority of in Washington, the congressmen. But we're going to have wind energy. That's coming. There's a possibility offshore in Louisiana, but the greatest chance will be from the panhandle of Texas and Kansas. But I'm for wind energy. It's clean. It's cheap. We should have it. I've supported solar energy 100% on the Public Service Commission. There's been a lot of problems down there. A lot of people didn't support it. I supported it on the rooftops in New Orleans. A lot of people have it. There's been a lot of people were against it. I think it's great. We have a state that has a lot of sunshine. We ought to utilize it and be progressive for once.
877-217-5757. You can send an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. We will come back and return with more from Foster Campbell and also hear from Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate, back after this brief pause for the news on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. Mark Ballard of The Advocate, the Capital Bureau Chief, is on deck. What a week we've had. It continues, and even though we had the election now 9 nights ago, people can't get enough of the age of Trump. Fox News reported its biggest viewing audience for a week in its history, and because the beat goes on, and whether you love him or loathe him, Donald Trump keeps it interesting. He hasn't declared defeat or accepted defeat, and probably won't. And Foster Campbell, he's going to lose by 6 million votes nationally, and looks like Joe Biden will have 306 electoral votes. That's a pretty resounding victory for President-elect Biden. Why do you think Donald Trump is unwilling to concede the election?
I don't know. I don't understand him in a lot of ways. A lot of people like him. I respect the people. I don't respect Donald Trump, but I do respect the people who like him. I understand that. It looks like to me every other president from George Bush to Jimmy Carter to Gerald Ford to both of the Bushes to Bill Clinton, they all said, hey, I want to move the country forward. I think it's the decent thing to do is to say the election's over with. Whatever I can do to help you, I'm willing to do it. That's just the way I think. Other people think differently, and I don't understand it, but I respect their thoughts. Well, but I don't respect what he's doing. I think it's wrong, but that's him. That's him. That's not me. I can't control him.
Well, should Senators Kennedy and Cassidy, Congressman Graves and Higgins and Johnson and Abraham, should they say, look,
absolutely,
it's over?
Absolutely. They should stand up and tell him it is over. Good night, Irene. It is over. Stand up and be a man about it. Come on. What you going to do? You afraid to speak up now? The guy's got beat. And what are you going to do, just sit here and moan about it? It's over. O-V-E-R. It's easy.
Miriam on
guard. Stand up.
Miriam, you're on with Foster Campbell. Hi, Miriam.
Hello. I have one thing to say. I heard of a wind farm that was being built in West Baton Rouge Parish. Why isn't there any mention of that any further than that?
All right. Have you heard of a wind farm in West Baton Rouge, Foster Campbell?
I have. I've been by it. Yes, I have. Energy's putting it in. It's over there west of the Mississippi River, close, not too far out of, right across the river there. I've been by it on the way, Port Allen. It's in Port Allen. Yeah, I have. It's a big place, big, pretty thing. It's progressive. I'm glad to see it come.
Okay, well, our producing staff has pulled up Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, graduate of West Point, heavyset individual who believes that Donald Trump will be back for another 4 years. Here's Secretary Pompeo.
It will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. All right, we're ready. The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly.
All right, there we go. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that you're wrong, Foster Campbell, that Donald Trump will be taking a second oath of office on January 20th. What do you make of that?
I don't see how everybody can be wrong. All the news agencies are wrong. Even Fox News declared that Trump won.
Biden won.
I don't believe that. I think that I think it's over. And I know what Mitt Romney did, almost a hero of mine. When he got beat, he said, "Look, I got beat."
All right,
we're going. So did John McCain. I mean.
All right, we do have a few callers that want to talk with you, and I want to get to Mark as well. But Gustavo is fired up. Gustavo in Goodwood. Gustavo, you're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just real quick, the reason why Trump has not conceded is because constitutionally he has a lot of recourses still up until the time where he actually concedes. Let's not forget that Gore conceded, and then he retracted his concession to have the election called by the court. So President Trump has a lot of recourses. And, gentlemen, I hate to tell you this, but this is not over.
All right. Well, Hillary Clinton ran a closer race than did Donald Trump, and she conceded the next day. Albert Gore won the overall vote and lost by 537 votes, and the Supreme Court didn't allow a recount in Florida. Foster Campbell, those appear to be somewhat different situations.
Absolutely. But anyway, I understand what people are can believe what they want to believe. And this is not disrespectful to the people that are for Trump. I understand that. He has some very, very strong supporters. But what I'm saying is when all the experts say that he lost, the only people that are saying he didn't lost are his strong partisan supporters.
Scott in Mid-City. Please be brief, Scott. You're on with Foster Campbell. Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning. Commissioner Campbell, I wanted to a couple of questions I wanted to ask you about.
Quickly. One question,
can you,
please.
Can you please talk about all the subsidies Big Oil has gotten?
All right. What about subsidies for Big Oil?
Oh, man, what a great question. I got this out of Forbes magazine. Big Oil has got more subsidies than the entire budget of the military in the United States of America. They have got more subsidy than all the money we spend on education in the United States of America. How you like that? Subsidies.
Eric in Opelousas. Eric, you're on with Foster Campbell. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good morning. Love the show. And
thank
Mr.
you.
Campbell, thanks for your thoughts. Look, if I don't know if you were betting, guys, but just wonder what your thoughts on between the two candidates, Biden and Trump, who would you wager would be the most likely to have been involved in abortion in their personal lives?
Oh, well, I don't want to go there. That's not a fair question. I think we can speculate, but let's not do that. That just fans the flames. There's no gain in talking about that kind of thing. But I appreciate you, Eric, and thank you for your kind words. Final caller for Foster Campbell.
Jim, I want to say something, too. I think I misspoke a while ago.
Yes, sir.
That's a solar farm in West Port Allen.
Okay. Ike in Gonzales. Yeah. Ike, briefly, you're on with Foster Campbell. Hi, Ike.
Good morning, Mr. Campbell and Jim. Recognizing that our exposure to invocation of Louisiana Revised Statute 3051 depends on what's in the mind of our Attorney General, have our legislators left us exposed unless DAs and city attorneys become proactive until the legislature amends or repeals that provision, sir?
All right. That's Ike, who ran for attorney general. Ike and Foster Campbell. Ike has been a watcher of the ITEP program, doesn't like what he sees. What are your thoughts about that?
I'm not real familiar with it. I'm not real familiar with it. I apologize.
That's okay.
I don't know. I'd have to look at it and get back.
Well,
okay?
It goes to the tax breaks for industry. Another listener asked about Amendment 5.
I got you. I got you. I didn't hear exactly. Yeah, I understand. I think that the local government, is this where the local government
right. Yes.
had to have some say-so in tax exemptions? Is that it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think they should. Absolutely. I think they should. I think we've given away a lot of tax exemptions, hadn't produced a lot of jobs. I was looking once, this has been a while ago now, where Mobil had, they had got millions of dollars and created 13 jobs, something like that. That was a long time ago, but I can produce the statistic if you'd like to see it. Mobil had produced, had got millions of dollars, Mobil Oil, and produced 13 new jobs. That's happened in the state of Louisiana. I think it ought to stop happening. I think people that produce jobs ought to get tax breaks, and if they don't produce a lot of jobs, they shouldn't get them. And the local government should have a say-so in it.
Commissioner Campbell, thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
And congratulations. Thank you. We're joined now by Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate. And, Mark, we don't hear many people like Foster Campbell in our state in public life. And amazingly, he has held on and is now back for another 6 years and will have served more than a century in public office at high levels in our state when his term ends. A remarkable individual in a very conservative state.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And he'll be in the office for 50 years. Should he complete this term, and I think that's more than anybody else has ever been in office in the state of Louisiana.
Well, and he'll be younger than some people who are serving. He'll be about the same age as Mitch McConnell when his term ends, and Mitch McConnell just got another 6 years in the United States Senate. It's interesting that these senators like McConnell and Cassidy, who just got reelected, they're not claiming any potential voter fraud in their races. It's only in the presidential race. What is going on, Mark Ballard?
I think that the president is grasping at all the straws that he can grasp, and there's been no evidence of any widespread fraud at all, even in the states where he is filing lawsuits, which I think is Pennsylvania and Arizona, Georgia, perhaps, and there's just not been any evidence. I mean, I think the time has come to, you know, show the evidence.
Well, it is interesting. In Louisiana, we had a lot more mail-in votes this time, but yet the race was very similar to last time, about 58% for Trump in both elections, and they carried the same 54 parishes the president did in 2016 and 2020, the exact same 54. And that's with some changes in how we voted. So Louisiana would be an example of how the change didn't make much of a difference.
And there's no accusations or allegations of voter fraud in Louisiana. It went fairly well. It went fairly easily. Perhaps there should be a discussion about expanding mail-in ballots from here on out.
Okay, and a listener asks about your beautiful wife and whether she got to vote this time. We'll start with that when we return with Mark after this brief pause on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. As is our Thursday custom, we're visiting with Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate. We're 9 days removed now from the election of 2020, and Bill Cassidy won going away, a re-election for the senior senator from Louisiana, and in the mayor's race, Sharon Weston Broome and Steve Carter were in a runoff, Broome 48%, Carter 28%. The national tally as far as the overall vote, Joe Biden has 77,181,000. Trump 72,071,000. So a margin of 5,110,000 votes. And by the time all the votes are tallied, particularly in the great state of California, where 5% of the vote is still out, there will be a bigger margin of victory, almost certainly, for President-elect Biden. So in Louisiana, we had 69.4% turnout, which was good, and there were efforts after Judge Shelley Dick voted or ruled in favor of John Bel Edwards and his attempt to open voting more than many wanted. What are your thoughts, Mark Ballard, about how the process went this time? You said it went pretty smoothly based on what we know. And your wife is a classic example. You've talked about Donna Britt, the amazing anchor person for Channel 9 for more than a quarter century, who is gallantly battling ALS. Was she able to cast a vote this time?
Well, She was. It was not easy. There had to be affidavits signed by her doctors. I had to have two witnesses watch while she did all of this. But she was able. She did get a ballot. She was able to vote, and she can't really write anymore. So her signature looks nothing like it used to look. But they were accepting of that because we had the witnesses sign in and everything. And I delivered the ballot in person and had to show identification and all of that sort of thing. So she was able to vote. And I got to tell you, you know, that she may have ALS, but she's still very sharp. And we did not agree on every vote that she cast, but she cast it. So.
That's wonderful. Paul in Opelousas. Paul, you're on with Mark Ballard.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Mark. Just want that general information. We always have been kind of low in voting turnouts for Louisiana. How did we do? Did we improve since the last presidential election? Thank you very much.
All right.
The answer is yes, we did. Now, how much of it did? How much of it came about because of the different changes that were made in actually, you know, the extended early voting and the expanded use of mail-in ballots? That was part of it. The other part of it was that this was an exceptionally interesting race, I guess. A lot of people wanted to get involved in it, and so I think it was a combination of the two.
877-217-5757 is your number for Mark Ballard, Capital Bureau Chief for The Advocate. And as mentioned, Donald Trump carried 54 of 64 parishes in our state. And Mark, in the governor's election last year, a listener asked, I'm checking, John Bel Edwards carried 24 parishes, and this time around, Joe Biden in Louisiana only got 10, and that shows the difference between victory and 18-point defeat, and that's what Joe Biden experienced in Louisiana. So I'm looking for the 10 parishes that that were won by one Joe Biden, and it is a list that has the familiar names on it, East Baton Rouge being one of them. Here they are: Caddo, East Baton Rouge, East Carroll, Iberville, Madison, Natchitoches, no, excuse
Orleans,
me, Orleans, not Natchitoches went to Trump. Orleans, St. Helena, St. James, St. John, and Tensaw. And every parish that Biden won was by fewer than 1,000 votes, with the exception of Orleans, 121,000, Baton Rouge, 23,000, Caddo, 7,000, and St. John, 6,000. So there were about four parishes that went handsomely for Joe Biden. In the rest of the state, it was a disaster zone for him. What does that say about our state?
Well, it's not totally analogous, I think, because the gubernatorial race dealt primarily with local issues that were directly involved with Louisiana, whereas the presidential race tends to be more of those sweeping social and financial issues that are national in nature. And I think what it says is that we, as a state, are still ruby red, at least as far as national elections go, but that we're purple when it comes to local elections.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mentioned it to Foster Campbell. I think you were on the line when he got all lathered up and said, it's over, it's over. And he asked, you know, where is Garrett Graves? Where is Mike Johnson? Where is Clay Higgins? Where is Bill Cassidy? Where is John Kennedy? To say, look, this is a charade, this attempt to deny Joe Biden victory. Who in the Louisiana delegation will speak up first? Other than Cedric Richmond, who's
Cedric Richmond's already spoke up.
Yeah, he's the Biden co-chair, but the others, the Republicans, who's going to speak up and say, look, let's get on with life. We've lost. Let's move forward.
I don't see any of them doing it. They operate in a state that, as we just mentioned, is ruby red and very supportive of Trump. And I just don't see them stepping up and saying, you know, telling the president that, you know, it's O-V-E-R, you know, as Foster Campbell put it.
O-V-E-E-R, I love that.
I just don't see that. And when asked about this, I mean, they gave a what we like to call crawfish answers. I mean, there was, you know, also they were all over the board on it, but basically supportive of the president.
John in New Roads asked the question about this story that is all over social media now. The Go Auto low-cost car insurance has become the object of social media backlash after its chief executive referred to Vice President-elect Kamala Harris as a hoe in a recent Facebook post. Now, that was a rather stupid thing to do, and it would seem really, really stupid for an organization that appeals to low-income drivers who may very well be more inclined, based on all kinds of data, to have voted Democratic or rather than Republican. What do you make of this, if anything, Mark?
Well, I think that that's what the board of directors at Go Auto pointed out to their founder very strongly yesterday. He says in his apology that he just kind of got caught up, wrapped up in the kind of partisan divide and the really nasty narrative and words that were being spoken. And he said it as a joke, but that now he understands, and, you know, on second thought, saying, you know, gee, that was kind of stupid. And so he apologized pretty, you know, unabashedly. I mean, there was no wiggle room in that.
Well, let's hope that Mr. Tramontine has had an epiphany on this. And words do hurt people. It's the old axiom, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, words have power, and President Trump is a perfect example of that. He's not a physically robust man as far as strength, but he certainly is a strong person when it comes to tweeting and speaking, and he can lash out at a critic, and he's been suspiciously silent. What do you make of this since the election?
He also has fairly thin skin for someone that dishes it out so much, from everything that I've read and understood. And I think what he's doing is hoping and praying and trying his best through the courts to overturn the election results.
Okay, another listener, good question. This one from Holly in the Garden District about the apparent leaning by Kavanaugh and Roberts on the high court to preserve the Affordable Care Act, despite Jeff Landry's attempts to throw it out. What do you make of this?
Well, it was a hard argument to make to begin with. Landry's involvement, though, was more as a chair of the of this Republican Attorney General's Association, and the actual arguments were made out of Texas by Kevin Paxton or Ken Paxton, the attorney general over there. And it was a tough argument to be making. And it seems like the questions asked by Justices Kavanaugh and Justice Barrett were very technical in nature, but it does seem like they were not ready to buy the line of thought that Texas had been pushing.
Basically saying, look, if you want to overturn it, you do it. We shouldn't have to do it. That seems to be the sentiment, but you never know how they're going to ultimately decide. Another listener,
indeed, that's true.
Tom on Bluebonnet asks about some of these neighboring parishes around Baton Rouge that John Bel Edwards carried, such as Pointe Coupee and West Baton Rouge and West Feliciana, saying that they weren't on the list that I just announced. All of those parishes went for Donald Trump. And that shows you the difference between John Bel Edwards and a run-of-the-mill Democrat. It helps to be pro-gun and anti-abortion in Louisiana. And Foster Campbell is another example of that. On all the other issues, he's liberal, but on those, he is very conservative and genuinely so. Mark, it is always a joy to talk with you every Thursday. We hope we'll do so again next week.
All right, y'all have a good week.
You too. Thank you. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support. Until tomorrow, stay safe and stay tuned.